Milk's a vital source of calcium and nutrients and a comfort food, but some people feel far from comfortable. Antonio stopped drinking regular milk to see if his asthma improved. A2 milk seemed to help.
Yeah, you know, didn't seem to irritate my asthma as much, but also, you know, had a sort of like an improvement in my gut health as well. I didn't have some of the sort of like, you know, wind or some of the gripey pain that I experienced when I drank regular milk.
Cows produce either A1 or A2 beta casein protein. For years, claims that A2 was easier to digest and healthier were dismissed. Now, for the first time, researchers at Curtin University have completed the first human trials on digestive health on 41 people over 8 weeks. What Professor Sabali Pal found is surprising.
We found that A1 values were considerably higher than the A2 milk drinkers, and for bloating, abdominal pain, and voiding difficulty. We also found that there was higher inflammation associated with the subjective measures of intolerance, such as bloating, abdominal pain, flatus, voiding difficulty, when the subjects drank A1 compared to when they drank A2.
The results have been published in the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition. The study to compare the milk was funded by the A2 Milk Corporation, which over the past 7 years has grown in market share, recording significant profits at a time when milk processors are struggling against discounted supermarket milk. Professor Sabali Pol says the A2 company's involvement does not represent a conflict of interest.
Absolutely not. We as research academics from university conduct clinical trials at the highest standards and integrity, and we abide by the strictest ethical codes when doing clinical trials. And we are world leaders in our fields because we actually do not care one way or the other, and we're very objective. We don't care if the outcome is negative or positive. We set out to answer a question. In fact, A2 takes a risk by funding research with universities and research academics, because they fully understand that we will publish the research as it is, negative or positive.
It was a short period as well. It was only 2 weeks for each type of milk. So is that long enough to detect the differences?
Well, obviously it was, because we did detect differences before you do a big randomized controlled trial, which is very, very expensive to do. You can do these pilot trials, crossover trials for shorter periods of time to see if there's anything going on. And if there's anything going on, and based on the evidence of the animal trials, we were to suspect that there would be some differences, then, we wanted to test it in a clinical trial.
So what needs to happen next then?
So I think what needs to happen next is we need to do larger trials in different population groups, people who have inflammatory bowel diseases, subgroups, and look at the differences in A1 and A2 for longer periods of time. We're also doing work in other areas, looking at consumption of A1 and A2 in relation to heart disease and diabetes prevention. So there's a lot of other work that needs to be done, and I think the Australian funding community needs to get behind us. We don't care where the funding comes from, really. Universities partner up with different businesses, agencies, industry, national health. We need the funding to do the trials and answer the questions. And
it's been a private company that invested this money. So yes. Do you think Dairy Australia, which is the Research and Development Corporation, should be funding you too?
Yeah, I think they should, because I think the public needs to be aware that there are different choices and maybe different impacts that milk has on health.
A2 dairy farmer Michael Perich has a significant stake in A2 milk. At Leppington Pastoral outside Sydney, he says it was important to test the digestibility issue, and he doesn't see it as divisive for the milk industry.
The main thing it's done is actually brought people back to dairy. A lot of people that have moved away from dairy with either digestion issues or just, intolerances that they felt when they would drink milk, and they've moved to other forms of non-dairy milk. And now they've come back because they can actually digest the milk better.